Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to let you know the Comedy Festival has started and my shows are still on sale. Haven't started yet. I start this Sunday with the podcast. Come to the European Beer Cafe, 6 o'clock. What a lineup. Andy Lee, Nina Oyama, Tommy Daslow, Alex Ward. Going to be heaps of fun. If you don't have a season pass already, go get one. I think there's only like 5 season passes left. And also, single tickets. You can get single tickets for $20. So $60 for the season pass, $20 for a single ticket. Go to joshearl.com.au for those tickets. While you're there, why not get a ticket to my stand-up show I'm doing with Ben Lomas? Apparently, it's on at 9:30 starting April 6 at the Imperial Hotel. Goes every night up until April 18. It's me and Benny doing half hour each. It's going to be heaps of fun. Brand new stuff if you've ever seen me in the festival before. Brand new. It's all brand new. So make sure you come along. It'll be very, very funny. Patreon subscribers, there's a brand new Patreon episode out every week of Top 5. This week's one I did with Adam Richard is very, very funny. We talked about breakfasts, our favorite breakfast. And next week's one is with Tommy Daslow. We're talking about comedy festival shows that we've seen. So that's really great. So for $5 a month, you get a bonus episode every single week. Top 5, go to patreon.com/dykwia. And if you can't afford that, go to iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. Leave a little comment. It helps with the algorithm. Gets it out there. More people can see it. That's all I need to say. Enjoy this episode. Stick around to the end. The very, very end. Brett Blake giving shit to Daniel Connell about his wallet. It's very funny. Hopefully I see you at the Comedy Festival if you're in Melbourne. If you're outside of Melbourne, hopefully you're going to enjoy the live ones that we got coming up. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet, I discovered, I share my name. This is a new person. Never heard of this guy before. 248 episodes in. He is the co-writer of the Azerbaijan Eurovision entry, Matahari. Okay. So that's the song.
Josh Earl. Wow.
Josh Earl co-wrote. Wow. One of 4 lyricists.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm not sure.
Both musical guys. You know what I mean?
Well, someone hit me up on Twitter and saying, is this you? Did you write for Azerbaijan? I'm like, I would love to write for Azerbaijan.
Right now, when you're trying to find weird names, you're praying for some dude in a deep dark web to send you an Instagram. Yeah, come on, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, thank you. I got a new episode.
If anyone's out there who knows other Josh Earls, send them to me. Hey, yeah. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, what I do, I get 4 very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest shares his name with the Oatly RSL CEO. Can you please welcome Daniel Connell? Oh,
thank you. I did not think that was going to be me.
Yes. I'm getting excited.
Well, I read this and went, did you do this? Because I know you've got a bit of a food background. I could see you as an RSL CEO.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got that.
We've just gone through all his credit cards and his fucking wallet. It's the most old man I've ever met in my life. He's got 57 cards and a shitty old wallet.
Oatly Sydney, Oatly? Is this?
I think it's in Sydney, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Like the Oatly boat shed.
It's good to hear that there's another.
That's Oatly. A Manly boat shed, yeah.
Oh, Manly Oatly, those 2 gigs that won out in the suburban town. One of my favourite gigs I've ever done.
It's good to hear there's a Daniel Connell kicking goals out there.
Yeah.
The CEO of an RSL. You can't get much higher than that.
Hey, also joining us, we'll wait for it, because this is the next one. Also joining us is a man who shares his name with the president of the Colorado Denver Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Can you please welcome, it's Brett Blake.
Praise the Lord, baby, I'm in the house. Brethren, you know. Yeah, finally. My name's got out into the religious circles and I'm very excited about it. Thank you.
I couldn't think, when I got Dan, I went, oh, I can see Dan doing that.
Yeah.
Could not imagine you being a priest of the Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints Church.
Oh, man, I was trying not to swear in that sentence. It was a real big struggle for me. Also, I've had about 27 gins today, so I'm fine for them.
Nice, nice. Hey, and
next leader
guest
of a cult, though.
Yeah, I can see you holding some snakes and speaking in tongues.
See, that's different. Like something like, you know, like, hey, guys, come down this alley. I got some cool paws for you. You know, that's different.
Yeah.
More fun.
The Tiger Priest. Okay, our next guest is a first timer to the podcast. She shares her name with a Mornington speech pathologist. Can you please welcome Alice Tovey?
Hello. Yay. Thank you.
Do you know about this Alice Tovey?
If you're asking if I Google myself, I do.
Right. Yeah, if you're asking my speech is perfect, it is.
Well, it sounds like she made a more sensible career decisions with her voice. I studied opera for 3 years. Can't remember a damn thing about opera.
Well, we'll get you to sing at the end.
Ooh, no. Okay.
And finally is another first timer to the podcast. I could not find anyone who shares her name.
Oh.
But I did see in 2014, you won the finals MVP in the Ipswich A-grade softball final, and the paper had your coach say, and I quote, "You are the best centre fielder to have ever played in Ipswich. Can you please welcome the Bromwood Cuss?"
Well done, so babe. Good is that?
Thank you. Such royalty.
Yeah, I try and keep it on the down low, but it got out.
It's out.
Fuck.
Photo.
What
now,
a great quote.
There was other. There were other cusses in the team. Was this your mum? Was this your sister? Cousins?
Mum.
Mum. Mum's on the team.
Mm-hmm. Mum's on the same team, and you outdid her as the centre midfielder.
Yep.
I'm sensing some nepotism in here, Bronwyn. Got to point it out when I hear it.
What?
Yeah, no, mum getting you into roles.
Mum wasn't the coach.
All right. Now you earned your title. Let's not start a brawl mid podcast.
I was looking at Dan like, dude, what the fuck is nepotism? Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Also, to be fair, there's not a lot of people playing in the Ipswich Softball League, so still, it's not hard to get the to the top.
Now I read this. Sound like an exciting. Do you remember this game? 2014.
It's just tattooed. No,
this is what the paper said. This is what the Queensland Times said. That halfway through they were 8-1 down.
I do remember this game.
And what was the final score?
Remember this game?
I think we only won by one in the end.
It was 9-8. You kept scoreless for the rest of it. Yeah.
Mm.
Good start.
I think it was only the last few digs we got all the runs in.
Did you hit any home runs?
Didn't hit a home run, but I was on first and I ran like a three.
Right around.
Okay. And that was the start of the scoring.
For all the listeners at home, no one knows what chair she's sitting in currently. It's a power play chair. She has one leg thrown over the other. She's deep lungingly back and powerfully with another hand just guiding us around like we're all little dolphins looking for a bit of tuna. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not a second of that was an exaggeration.
Thank you. No, I've never exaggerated in my life.
Hey, our first game tonight is called Social Meet Media. I'll read out status updates by the four of you. If you think you know who wrote these tweets, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get right. A point to the person who actually wrote the tweet if you're incorrect. So you can't lose points, so don't worry about buzzing in and getting it wrong. Okay. So our first one is this one. Star Wars is shit.
Alice.
Yes, Alice.
That is Brett Blake.
You are correct. Yes, point for Alice. Sorry, she's off.
You know what? I started, this is so funny. I got drunk one night and I thought, man, I'm going to be on Josh Earl's podcast one night and I'm going to start like putting some deep-seated tweets before I delete the Twitter.
It is.
And then I just forgot and then I somehow got you confused with Steel Saunders and then I was like, Star Wars is shit or whatever the fuck. And then is that my last tweet I've ever done? And I deleted it again.
It's your pinned tweet.
Yes, I pinned it. That's right. I was very arrogant.
It's so funny. So I won't say how many tweets of yours are in here, but they're all from the same 24-hour period.
I deleted it after as well. I'm like, now I'm real nervous. Okay, now I'm scared.
Right.
Okay.
That's good. It's good. All right. Yep. Next question. The idea of a train ticket is absurd. You're going that way already, mate. Just drop me off along the way.
Bromwyn.
Yes, Bromwyn. Fuck.
Is it Daniel?
That is not Daniel. That is Alice. Another point there for Alice.
Oh.
I was going to go you on that as well.
I think it was
the mate.
Well, you've seen all the train tickets in his wallet. Yeah.
So he's got 17 different markets from 17 different countries.
For the listener, like Brett just went through Dan's wallet. Dan's got a leather wallet, which was like, if he sat on it, made him an extra foot tall.
It's not a wallet. It's one of those things you throw over the back of a horse, like that leather saddle. It's just got so much
shit.
Yeah,
a saddle.
So Brett just went through all the cards, and we got through about 30 cards that you didn't need anymore.
Yeah. Oh, look, 25.
He's like, oh, maybe 15. I said, oh, no, I'll keep them all. You're never getting rid of any of them, are you?
No.
Three of them from the UK. You can't travel, can't move on.
All right, question three. I've always thought I wouldn't like to get murdered. I hate my mum's favourite picture of me.
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Bronwyn.
Yeah, that is Bronwyn. A point there for Brett.
Yes. We've got dark towards the end.
Yeah.
Here,
no. She'd give the papers my formal photo. It'd be an argument.
I
dread it.
Every time I'm in, like, I get photographed with a paper or something like that, and they always like, oh, you're a comedian, do something wacky. I'm like, I don't want to because I know if I ever go missing, that's the photo they're going to use. Me holding a fucking rubber chicken.
You've
going,
think about it.
Have you seen this guy? But yeah. No one wants to find him. Nah, he's good. Yeah, he's fine.
Have you seen this guy? Hopefully not around my kids' schools. All right, question four. If the rat in Ratatouille made a custom meal to harken back to my childhood, it would be shredded cheese straight from the bag.
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Bronwyn again.
No, that's Alice. Another point there for Alice.
If it's an esoteric Disney reference, I'm your gal.
Did you see?
Once again with the big words. Really breaking my brain tonight.
We never had the shredded cheese in the bag.
Oh, you poor deprived child.
Yeah, I wanted it because it looked easier. But we were like, no, because I think the... that was more expensive.
See, my mum wouldn't let us have the cheese stringers because she was convinced they would, I don't know, like conspiracy theory cheese. So I just had to get all of the bag cheese and kind of shred it into a stick. So it's like I was having the cheese stick experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my life. Painting a very vivid picture.
All right, question five. I got a snake catcher over to my place today. We looked absolutely everywhere for 4 hours. No snake. To be honest, there never was a snake. It was just a nice way to spend a day in lockdown.
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Dan.
You're correct, Brett. Yes. Yeah. Got it.
Well done, mate.
It was a snake catcher, and I thought for a moment it was me.
Yes.
Then I realised I would never hire someone. I just prefer to get bitten.
Yeah, I've got a snake catcher card in my wallet as well. By the way.
I actually saw that snake catcher card. That's how I knew it was you. Yeah.
Mate of mine, Zane, had a snake in his on his property the other day in Northcote.
But Northcote snake, what are they wearing? A fucking hat with espresso martini? Who gives a fuck? They'd be all right.
Well, he lives opposite a park, and he called like the council, and they said, call a snake catcher, because the council, we won't go and do it. So he called a snake catcher, and the guy said, yeah, if you can keep it, I'll come around and get it. But don't hurt it or don't trap it. Just try and keep it in the vicinity.
Well, you don't need
tames. Yeah. And Zane was like, there's no way I can do what you're asking me to do. Yeah. Like,
man,
I'm
just
in my
grab
house.
A flute in the basket. Shut your mouth. Figure it out.
Zane saw it from his house out the window. It was just on the driveway.
Also, that's a fucking wild call. It's not in your house. It's on the driveway and you saw it from your balcony. Calm down, Cinderella. You know what I mean? You're going to be okay.
He lives near a school. He was like, I don't want, like...
Did he know what kind?
B-1?
Did he know what kind it was?
I don't know, but it got caught. The snake catches, rang him up and said, yeah, caught it. Yeah, found it. So don't stress.
Man, I just like living in the suburbs of Perth. If you called anywhere and going, I can see a snake on my driveway and I'm worried about the kids 17 kilometres away, you'll hear a snake catcher fucking laughing in your face. Like, is it biting you? No, then shut your mouth. It's fine. You know?
Next question. Question six. We weren't poor. We just ate a lot of Devon.
Dan.
Ooh. Yes, Dan.
Brett.
No, that was
if
Bronwyn.
I know what Devon is, you dickhead.
You would know what Devon is.
What Devon is.
Cheese?
No.
Oh, wow, he doesn't
okay.
know what
Devon is. Devon is also called Strass, also called German.
Luncheon?
Luncheon meat. It's the meat that comes in a tube. It looks like dog food, like, and you cut it off.
A bologna.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. See?
Yes. Okay. Oh, and it's like a sausage dog thing. And it's got the metal ties on your end.
Bit of
and
tomato sauce, fresh
fry
bread.
Fry it up.
Fry it up. You never fry a polony.
No, you fry it up. You cut a little slit in the thing so it doesn't curl up. Oh,
rolls
good.
Bread,
good stuff.
Shit butter, polony, tomato sauce, Heinz. Yeah. That's a fucking meal.
So I used to have that. We called it
Devon. Is that what we called Devon?
No, we called it German because it was Strasbourg everywhere else. And in Bernie, we're like, it's German. It's from Germany. It's called German.
But somewhere calls it Devon.
Yeah, I think Victorians call it
Devon. I thought Australia-wide it was Devon.
No.
Yeah. You ever heard of Devon Head and stuff? Like,
no.
Oh.
I thought it was way fancier than that. I was like, oh.
Devon Head. Oh, how did it get its name, do you reckon?
What, the ball patch on a man looks like a slice of Devon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was just when like the back of someone's head is a bit soggy and salty.
That might not be because I'm an idiot. It might be a specifically Perth thing. We don't call it Devon. It was always bologna.
Yeah. See, we had it. And so for lunch, I'd always have Devon and sauce sandwiches.
Yeah.
At school.
Delicious.
And just complain because by lunchtime, the bread got too soggy. I asked mum to get those little like sauce containers and I'd squirt it on and she was like, no,
see Devon doesn't match the word doesn't match the name. I got the little score squeezer. Yeah. That's disgusting. Fucking hell. That's not what I mean.
Alright, next question. Are they delivering durries yet? At Scott Morrison MP, at Daniel Andrews MP, # COVID-19 Australia.
Alice.
Yes, Alice.
I'm going to say Brett.
Yes, you are correct. Yes.
Yes. I was on the gas hard.
It was April 18, almost a year ago to the day that we're recording this.
I remember starting violently. I go, I'm going to violently tweet some stuff that will annoy some people. Then I'll delete my account.
Well, I think this was the night Melbourne went into lockdown.
Yes.
Yeah, I think at like 6 o'clock was like or 8 o'clock.
Did I get any
like,
retweets because I deleted?
No. It's up there still.
Is it?
Yeah, it's still there.
I don't think delivering diaries is going to upset too many people.
Yeah. Did I get cancelled for
your
that?
Star Wars one would have fucking rolled some people up there.
Yeah, I was hoping so. And then you just leave a shit storm and go, yeah. Like, who cares? Star Wars is shit, though. Like, have you looked at the latest ones? They suck.
I've only ever watched one, and that's because Still Saunders made me do it for his podcast. So
it's forceful. It can't be good. The Mandalorian. I try to watch it. It's boring as hell. Jesus Christ.
What are you watching, then?
Well, what am I watching at the moment? Well,
Star Trek.
Futurama again. Fuck, okay. That is great, Futurama. Oh,
so you don't like Star Wars, but you like Futurama.
Yes, it's funny. There's a drunk robot. It's hilarious. Been rewatching The Simpsons.
Yeah, but that's same as R2-D2.
There's a difference.
That boop is him slurring his words.
Well, what else have you been watching lately that I enjoyed? That's all I can remember at the moment. But I think that's about it.
All right, next question. I'm starting an emailing 101 workshop. Schedule. Welcome. Then the correct use of reply all. Then morning tea. Then the correct use of reply all. Just refresher. Then lunch. Then reply all. Is it for me? Afternoon tea. Wrap up and goodbyes.
Bronwyn.
Yes, Bronwyn.
Is it Alice?
No, that's Daniel Connell. Oh. Put there for Dan. Everyone's good now.
That's freak. I was thinking Alice.
Thank you.
I cannot stand a reply all.
Oh, my God. It's mainly over 40s, like over 50. Like, I get joke emails off my father-in-law, and it's definitely going to be give me a virus in my computer because it's been forwarded 1,000 times, and there's just hundreds, and you got to scroll down about 20 pages to find the gag.
During Melbourne Comedy Festival, that's when it's good marketing. You've got access to 3,000 emails.
Yeah.
If you think that's funny, come see Dan O'Connell, 9:15 town hall.
Reply all.
Because
In lockdown, because I was doing the homeschooling with my kids, they were doing this thing like Microsoft Teams, and the kids realized, oh, we can chat to each other. And all the parents were getting the chat, and so it was like, it's just fine. It was like a couple of emojis. But then one parent just had no idea how to just mute the conversation. It's going, what is this happening here? Where is the teacher? Like every 5 minutes goes, I don't understand what's happening. How do I get out of this? And I'm like, it's just kids talking to each other. They haven't spoken to anyone else apart from their families for 2 months. Let them just fucking talk to each other.
Would be me screaming into technology going, I don't fucking understand it. Everyone outside.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of kids. Question 9. Kids, don't worry about your ATAR. I mean, mine was really high. I crushed it, actually. But now I'm an unemployed loser. All I have now is a devastatingly good ATAR and a sweet ass.
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
I definitely ruled out Brett because I've seen his ass before. I'm going to say... I'm going to say Alice.
And you are correct. It is Alice. Yeah.
Brett, you do have a sweet ass, though. Don't let it hold you back.
What was your ATAR? Was it really high?
Oh, yeah. It was pretty good, hey.
And then did you just go into performing arts?
Yeah. And then it meant absolutely nothing. Now I'm 50K in debt.
Oh.
What was it? What was your ATAR?
No, don't make
me. Was it in the 90s?
It was in the 90s.
That's okay. Cool.
What is an ATAR?
ATAR is probably the same. Like the Perth
ATAR. HSE, VCE score.
Right, okay.
One of my favourite things still to this day, and this is no lie, Mum will show you the documentation. My TE score was 69.
Nice.
100%. And it's never made me... And also annoying because I was quite good at maths. I thought it would be better than that, but it's not. Couldn't be a teacher.
Mine was in the 90s.
Was it?
Well done.
90s?
No, 1998 when I graduated, that's all.
Yes. They have a fucking 250 episodes of the podcast for no reason.
Okay, and our last one's still in high school. When I finished high school, we wanted to have I've Had the Time of My Life as our graduation song, but the school wouldn't let us because it was about sex, so we had to sing R. Kelly's I Believe I Can Fly.
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
Bronwyn.
You are correct. Another point there for Daniel, yeah.
I was trying to think when that song came out and then work out people's age.
I think you three are around the same age.
Mm-hmm. I'm 34.
Yeah, 33.
37.
Mm, brutal. Right. 37. And I'll pass. Okay, yeah. Hey, at the end of the round, the scores are Bronwyn, you're on 1 point.
sick.
But you won the 2014 softball championship. That's right. Brett Blake, you're on 2 points. Yes. Daniel Connell on 3 points. And on 4 points, Alice Toby in the lead.
Nice one.
All right. This, you can get your points back here, Bronwyn, because this round is all about Bronwyn. It's called Holiday. It would be so great. Now, in this round, we talk about travel. Today, we're talking about a young Bronwyn Cuss. Now, when Bronwyn was 21, she travelled alone to India. We're on a trip to a temple, made friends with a family who invited her to stay at their house. She accepted the offer, but the next day, back at the same temple, the Indian woman who she had known for less than 24 hours took her into the bathroom and told her something. But what did she tell her? Was it A, that the man who Bronwyn assumed was the woman's husband was not the woman's husband, and that together Bronwyn and this woman were going to escape? B, that Bronwyn had been brought to this temple for her hair, and the husband had sold her hair to a local wig maker. The woman was warning Bronwyn to escape now. Or C, the woman unfolded a piece of paper of a picture of Pierce Brosnan on it and asked Bronwyn if she could send more photos of Pierce Brosnan to her.
All of these are the scariest things I've ever heard.
But there's more to it. But please do not tell anyone, because if her husband found out that she had these fantasies, she would be kicked out. Now, one of these is true. You can ask Bronwyn as many questions you want, but bear in mind, she wants you to get this incorrect, so she gets your point.
Fantastic.
Okay, so this is a true crime podcast now.
Yeah.
Okay. I know which one I want to be 1,000% true, which is definitely the James Bond dude. You know what I mean? Like, that's cool as shit.
Yeah.
But what's so special about your hair? What when you went in there, what were they like? Did they meet you beforehand? Have they seen photos of you that your hair was so alluring to them?
No, I don't think it wasn't that my hair was alluring. I think it was just that I was by myself.
Okay.
Okay.
So I think I just kind of got picked off.
Ah, okay.
You know?
So maybe you could be bullied into shaving your hair or something like that?
Well, I think because I stayed at their place, so I think maybe I was just going to wake up with no hair.
Right. Did you have long hair at the time?
Yeah, a bit longer than it is now.
Okay.
Not like crazy, but...
And what was the first one? Sorry, Josh.
First one was that was not her husband. The woman's... It wasn't the woman's husband.
So who was it?
Well, if I asked her too many questions, she kind of pretended she couldn't speak English anymore. But from what...
The old tram situation.
You got that one all the time.
What I think has happened is she got sent to the city to earn money and then kind of met this guy and he took all her money and said she couldn't go home.
Oh. Mm. When you said... Josh started by saying a family. Did they have children, these two?
No, it was like a girl about my age was the one with the husband.
Yeah.
And then an older woman. Okay. Yeah, so an older woman and then the husband was like the woman's son. And then there was a young, another girl that was a bit younger.
And where did you meet this family, by the way?
At the Golden Temple in Amritsar. It's like the Vatican for sheiks.
Was
this
a softball excursion? They knew about your arm? They're like, we got to get
Yeah,
they're
like,
stay
get
with
in, yeah. No,
it's
they
a rat
just.
On the porch when I knock off.
All right, so Pierce Brosnan.
Mm-hmm.
How did she get the initial Pierce pick?
Oh, I didn't ask. It was just like a little. It was almost like a passport photo.
Right. So was it like chopped out of a magazine, or was it like proper like photo paper? Like these details are they're important.
It was just like no, it was just normal paper. Like it'd been
also, if you
printed
see a photo
off.
Of Pierce, as if you're giving a fuck what the paper gradient is.
I mean, yeah.
Like, that's a handsome man. I don't give a fuck what GSM this is on.
Yeah, check Daniel's wallet. There's a photo of Pierce Brosnan in there.
So this is, you're 21, so we're talking 12 years ago.
Mm.
So Pierce Brosnan, he wasn't Bond anymore. Oh, well, he might have been still Bond.
I don't think he
No.
I don't
you
think
might be wallet mine.
No.
I don't think he was Bond
post
anymore.
Post the Mrs. Doubtfire days.
Yeah. I think it's post Bond but pre Mamma Mia.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
That's I don't need to ask anymore.
Fucking shit.
Oh, yeah. Mamma Mia and Star Wars. You're not holding back this time.
Yeah, nah. You heard it here first.
I've got mine.
To watch that
you think you know?
I think so, yeah.
You think you know? Okay, let's hear yours, Dan.
I definitely definitely
you all get to have a go. Yes.
Definitely Pierce Brosnan.
Okay, Dan saying C, Pierce Brosnan. Brett Blake.
I'm going to Pierce Brosnan because I want that story to be true.
See? And Alice?
Ooh, I was leaning towards hair, but I just want it to be Pierce so badly, so I'm going C.
The correct answer was A. 3 points there for Bronwyn.
Oh,
rocking
out
the points.
That was the one I didn't want it to be because that was the most that's quite disturbing. Yeah.
Well, there's more to the story. There's
that was
way
disturbing.
More to the story.
Yeah, well, they had I'd stayed at their place, which turned out to just be like an apartment that was maybe as big as this room and just mattresses on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the morning they had a fight and he had hit her. And then when we went back to the temple, she was like, oh, also they were like, oh, Bronwyn sounds like problem, so your name is Rose. And I was like, okay. And they were like, Rose needs to go to the toilet. And I was like, I don't think I do. And she's like, you need to go to the toilet.
Because they went, like, Rose sounds like nose and you stink.
Yeah. I was like, fine. And then so we started walking, and when we got to the bathroom, we were out of sight. She just grabbed me and she went, run. And then we bolted and got on a bus and ended up in her home village. And I stayed out there for about 3 weeks.
My amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
Do you still keep in touch?
No, she tried to steal my credit cards. But you, like, so you would, you'd have it.
So you'd why don't you keep in touch?
She's still got your details.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of.
That's fucking intense.
I got a couple of credit cards.
21 years old. If she stole your wallet, she's like, man, I can go.
No, if she stole Dan's wallet, she's not running away anywhere. She's like, oh, get the trailer. We're gonna get this on here. I can't carry.
She's weighed down.
But you said there's also more to the story. So they were helping you out with food. Did you have dietary stuff or not?
No, it was just that their house was like, didn't have a bathroom. Mm. So what they would do is they'd take me around to someone else in the village who had a bit more money and a bathroom and be like, oh, we brought the white girl for chai. But it was just so that I could take a shit.
Wow.
Yeah. And then one night I got like so sick in the middle of the night and I like woke them up. I was like, I need to go now. Like, you can't.
Mm.
I was like, no, but I've got to go.
It's and then, chai time.
Yeah. It's then they're like, okay. And they just led me out the back to this like rubbish pit they had in the back of their yard. And I just had to have diarrhea.
Oh, no.
And then the mum came out and she watched for a bit.
Your mum was there?
No, the mum of the family. Just to like keep an eye on me. And then it started raining, so she left. So then I was just having diarrhea in the rain.
What a beautiful memory.
Yeah, how poetic.
Speaking of comedy festival shows, your show Diarrhea in the Rain is...
Man, I can't wait to oversee Travels back on. Sweet Diarrhea in just, the Rain. Yeah. You know?
Some great culture. Okay, at the end of that round, the scores are Brett, you're still on 2 points. Daniel's still on 3 points. Alice still on 4 points, but now equal in front on 4 points as well. It's Bronwyn Cast.
Yeah.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Maybe Yeah. In this round... in this round, I'll read out... a story about someone on the panel. If you think it's true, you'll say yeah. If it seems a lie, you'll say nah. You get a point if you get it right, a point to the person who the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So to Bronwyn.
Mm-hmm. We all get to have a sting at that.
You can all talk, but...
you're always worried that you're not...
I know, I'm stressed.
You're always worried that you're not going to get a go at the points. Yeah.
And I've done this thing like 20 times.
only Bronwyn can get a point, but you can still ask questions.
It's so annoying.
Okay, so when Dan... When Daniel was at school, he had a teacher who would just write a page number on the board and then leave the classroom. One day, Dan snuck out to spy on where he was going, only to see him in the car park having a smoke. Yeah or no? You can ask him questions.
Oh. what was it, a certain subject? Or?
It's like social science or something like that.
And you just had to... It was just one page and that would take the whole lesson.
Yeah, you just write it up and then he'd walk out.
This is any one of your little sleepy towns you usually live in. Is it Boatman's Bay?
What, the only sleepy town I lived in,
Boatman's Bay.
Boatman's Bay, yes.
But it was like, was it a high school? So you had secondary, high school. Like different classes? Or was it, you know, primary school, you got the one teacher?
High school, yeah.
He's
high
gone
school.
For the whole lesson?
Whole time.
Change. So he's, time. He's punching multiple diaries.
Mm-hmm.
How long come did it take to have a cigarette?
50-minute lesson, come back with about a couple of minutes to go.
Brett, right. 5 minutes to take, have a cigarette?
Well, you can do 1 and 3, but I reckon 6 is a nice time.
6? So he's getting through 8.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
8 in a lesson.
He's probably on the... Would he be on his phone? What is he having, rum out there as well?
No phones then. Phones.
Just multiple darts.
Yeah.
That is true. Is he alive to this day?
That's a great question.
That's how we know that story's true or not.
Yeah.
Because if he's alive, it's bullshit.
Yeah, true.
And he's doing it every lesson?
I reckon he did it most days.
And it was just the one page number on the boards.
It's always one thing.
So 50 minutes per page. Yeah. Didn't think very highly of you guys.
Anyone else thought to follow him out?
Oh, I did it that day because I had my photography camera with me and I went and took paparazzi shots of him.
Did the pap shots get about?
Yeah, I hung them up and showed everybody. Had a good laugh about it.
Oh, I reckon I'm going to go yeah on this one.
You don't get two. Bronwyn does.
See, this is why I get stressed out. Because I chunked in early.
You'll get yours.
I'm going to say yeah.
You are correct. That was a true story. Mm. Yeah. Do you remember his name?
I reckon I get half of one.
Yeah, Mr. Bauer.
Mr.
Bauer.
Yeah. Mr. Bauer.
Mr. Bauer. He always was just going for darts all the time, most lessons. And I spoke to guys that were older than me that had finished school, and they said he did the same. How he kept the job is unbelievable.
Yeah. I know how. It's 4 hours inland, Boatman's Bay, and Holmes are 5 hours. You know what I mean? Like, he's looking at you like he's on the gala having a cigarette going, see, told you. Who gives a shit?
We got all our teachers a case of beer or wine when we finished year 12, and we took the case of beer to him, and he's like, how dare you bring that in here, boys? Keys out. Go put it in my car. It's down the end of the teacher's car.
I'm not walking it out. The smoke is long. Yeah. I don't have the car yet.
All right, so I'll put there to Robert now, to Dan. The first time Brett made the paper was for a school play he was in. The West Australian photographer asked the kids for their names, and Brett said, Bretty. But when the photo was printed, the caption had him listed as Betty. The roasting was so bad that Brett's mum rang the paper and got them to print an apology. Yeah or nah?
Pretty good. What was the school play?
Yep.
What was the play?
Hamlet. Really put myself in a corner here.
No further questions, Your Honor. How old were you?
15.
Also,
keep in mind, I'm a very good actor, so this could be
awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Who'd you play, Brett?
Did
you have a speaking role, or were you just in the chorus?
No, I was Hamlet himself.
I tried
Hamlet.
To help him out.
Give us a line.
Pardon?
Give us a line.
Well, I would, but if I did, I'd get too many jobs directly. I'm a very singing guy.
Hamlet's the one where the lady hangs her long ponytail out of the thing and he climbs up. Is that right?
Look, man, there's a lot of different versions of this. There's a modern Hamlet. There's another different type of Hamlet. But I don't think that's the one. But I reckon that's more like, I want to say Cinderella. No, it's Rapunzel. You're trying to pull this. Seriously, Hamlet's a very serious play. And I take musical theatre / opera. Very seriously. So.
And what about plays then? Because that doesn't fall in either of those categories.
Well, Josh, once again, open to interpretation. You know what I mean? It's like comedy, subjective, music, plays, and opera are all subjective.
So you did Hamlet the musical?
Yes, yeah. I did.
Okay.
Josh, what did you write down? I did Hamlet, guys. Grow up, seriously.
What do you think, Dan?
False.
You are correct.
What?
Which one was the right one? No. I know what fucking Hamlet is. Why would it be the musical theatre?
Why did you say Hamlet?
Why did you say it then? Why did you say, it was just a school play?
Yeah.
Didn't have a title.
I don't like this game anymore.
Teacher made it up and we just had to go along with it.
Damn, I caught the riff. And we're backfired and my face went very red during this whole thing. Sorry, Josh, I've come here and I've made
that's good. Absolutely
disrespectful of your
point
show.
Evident, Nate, you can get a point here because this one is for you to answer. Oh, so, okay. Alice... Sorry.
Honestly,
Alice.
What is Hamlet?
Was once in Borneo,
okay,
and got laughed out of a hospital by a local doctor because the doctor did not think the injury that she went in with was bad enough. Yeah or nah?
You can ask
questions.
Well, I don't need to, but yeah.
All right.
No, what was the injury?
So I was climbing up a mountain with some friends and my friend went to pat a squirrel and got bitten and thought she had rabies and started freaking out and crying and said, we need to go to a hospital or I'll die.
Squirrel in Borneo?
Yeah, yeah. Like a Bornese squirrel.
Okay, I've been to Borneo, so very interesting.
Yeah, they're just on the mountain. Heaps of them.
Borneo. Most of my family's from Borneo, so this is very interesting.
Oh.
My brother's married his wife's from Borneo, so
uh-huh.
I get to some in-depth questions there. Also, I cannot confirm or deny the squirrel thing. I was just very arrogant. So yeah, you got bitten by a squirrel. You went to the hospital. And so he was like, it's just a bite. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, so my friend with the bite, we were just sitting there and I was comforting her like it was her final days. And the doctor just kind of walked into a corner with the nurses and started chatting and they were just pissing themselves like a few metres away from us. And then came out and said, there's no known cases of rabies in Borneo.
Fair enough. And then where was the bite?
Just on her finger.
My finger was trying to pat it or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go yeah.
You gonna go yeah?
Yeah.
Brett, you are correct. That is a true story. Yeah.
Classic theatre people things. Yes.
Yeah, we get each other.
We do something wimpy like
we
that.
We were both in the musical version of Hamlet. We've got a bond.
Is Hamlet a musical? I'm still
No.
Last week. What is Hamlet?
Shakespeare.
You know, to be or not to be, like the skull.
Yeah.
Well, that's on you for fucking teeing me up with that fucking
I didn't
question.
Say Hamlet. I said you were in a play. That's all I said.
Yeah, but isn't Hamlet... I thought Hamlet... Oh, it's the only thing on Hamlet. You.
It is a play, not the only play.
The highlight of this podcast for me so far has been you sitting back, feet up, giving everyone shit about my wallet and everything, and then as soon as you said Hamlet, your face just went, what?
I have got nothing to back this up, and I don't even know what Hamlet is. Fuck.
You also gave yourself the lead role.
I know.
Like, what are you doing?
Well, that's the thing. I got unshakable confidence. Of course I was the lead. If I was in anything, I'd be the main character. Fuck off.
All right, to Alice now. Mm-hmm. Now, sorry, Bronwyn's dad once got in an argument with a judge of an art competition that Bronwyn had entered. Not because Bronwyn didn't win, or he thought that she should have, but because she placed and her dad was adamant that there were better drawings than Bronwyn's. Yeah or nah?
That is brutal.
That's good though.
So what was the drawing that you did?
It was of a cake.
Of a cake?
Yes.
So just like pencils and just a...
Yeah, it was just like, I don't know, it was the Ipswich show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like each age group has a thing they have to do and you enter and it gets judged at the show.
As is the Ipswich show, how many rums did your dad have? 14.
Hummets Golds. But he was in.
So your dad, is this something that he'd do on the rig? Just put you down in front of art judges?
No, I was only 7 and then I just didn't enter another art competition again. So
okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I believe that that's enough to make you enter a career instead. So I'm going to say yeah, Josh.
You, Alice, are very correct. That is a true story, yes. Winner for Alice.
No, he tells it with a positive spin though. He's always like... He went, so I got a highly commended and he went up to the judge and he was like, what's going on? There are better cakes.
Pull your fucking
Yeah, exactly. And the woman was like, you're right, there are better drawn cakes, but if you look at it, it's like you're looking up at the cake. So she's drawn it from her perspective.
Oh, that's quite beautiful. Oh.
Yeah. And then dad goes, see, Bron, it's all about perspective.
That's a new story.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Apart from that,
because the other artist who didn't get compliments enough ended up doing something way worse. So it's good that you're just playing softball and doing comedy. All right. At the end of that round, the scores are: Brett Blake 3 points, Daniel Connell 4 points, Bronwyn Cuss 5 points, also on 5 points. Ooh. Alice Toby.
Hey.
Awesome. Whoa! Good
right.
Came back.
This is the final round. It's called Hoo Hoo. In this round, I'll read out questions about 4 of you. If you hit, you know who it's about. Buzz in. Your names, your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right. Get a point off if you get it wrong. Only round, you can lose points.
Here comes the storm, motherfucker.
It's very close. It is anyone's game. Okay, first one.
Today's the day. Just pull myself down. That's all.
Mm-hmm. First question is this one. Who here once had a letter from the government asking this person not to travel overseas?
Alice.
Yes, Alice.
I'm going to say Brett.
You would be right, but it's not Brett. It's Daniel.
Yeah, I knew someone jumping. Why do you think we'd lose a point? Thank you.
Where were you meant to be going?
The start of 2002, myself and 7 mates were going to Bali, and it was just after the bombings, and the government said we shouldn't go.
Yeah.
But the deal was $999, return airfares, 7 nights and breakfast.
Hey.
And we all jumped at it. And we were the only
the place
Aussies
yourselves.
There, oh. And everyone wanted to fight us, basically. It was a horrible week in Bali.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were just off. It'd been a bad time for the, and we probably shouldn't have gone.
But also something happened that
it
made you.
Deal,
yeah, yeah. The breakfast was pretty. Yeah.
But Dan tried to fit in with the locals.
Yeah.
Oh,
I got dreadlocks.
Did you actually get dreadlocks?
Absolutely.
Full head.
My hair was about that long, so they were about that long.
Oh, so you got the beads and everything.
No, just dreadlocks.
So for the listener, you said about 25, 30 centimetres then?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And, we found out later when
I
got home.
Don't know if you hear the sirens. That's the fashion police. Coming to
they were so, they were really, but my friends called me shitlocks for about 7 or 8 years after. And mum went to cut them out when I got home and they'd use super glue to
I know
put
the story because I've been in the same situation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got to use like diesel or petrol to cut it out. Yeah, I got the spikes, and then my mate, we had to put kerosene. Dad put kerosene in my hair, and then had like a big thick comb, and just started drawing.
Oh, Jesus.
It was not good. So I reckon almost half my hair.
I've told this on the pod before, and so I might edit, but I had a tick in my hair when I was like 4, but I had a shaved head when I was 4.
Yeah.
And so my dad felt it, and then they just got me straight away. And no, well, they were going to get petrol, but they didn't wait because my grandma just pulled me down and got a lighter because she used to smoke and just put a lighter to my head and just burnt the tick out. But my dad was going to get some two-stroke.
Oh, you meant two-stroke. Two-stroke, petrol, like any of that shit, kerosene, you used to just rub it through your hair. That's all you used to smell like. Oh, my God.
All right. Next question. Who here smuggled cigarettes into a temple for a Buddhist monk?
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
Brett?
No, oh yeah, it is Brett. Yes, it was Brett. Yeah.
my granddad was my granddad's from Burma, and he was for some reason he got holy for many years. No one knows why. And, he was the worst Buddhist monk of all time. Like we should like smuggle in booze. Like I was underage multiple times doing this for him, and then like cigarettes, and then like for some times he went through this weird meditation thing where he just only drank his piss, but occasionally. So he was just occasionally drinking his own weed, but like he was meant to do like a 12-day fast on your own pee, but he would only occasionally sip his own weed. So it's like you're just occasionally drinking your own piss. Like it doesn't make any sense. It's not part of anything. It's like he's just, he was always changed. He was just the worst person. And I love him. But
smuggling in cigarettes, you sure he wasn't in like a Burmese prison?
It's real bad. There's a photo of me and my brother, and we must have been like, oh, he would have been 6 and I would have been 4. And granddad had a cigarette roller, and we were on a chain line, and we just used to roll cigarettes for granddad, and he would just be sitting there on the TV, and we'd just be like, we thought it was a fun game.
Yeah.
But when I look at this photo, it's really fucking disturbing, because he'd just be like, just one in, one out, and he'd have two look at the same time.
Did you ever share a drink with him?
Oh, yeah, he got us a drink many times underage. But also,
piss?
Yes, but not piss, the good stuff. I always tell people this because he was at the Buddhist monk temple when it was all about enlightenment and having no negativity and all that shit that the Buddhist monks are meant to have. And I told him once I got into a fight at school. We got multiple fights, and he took us out to the shed and started to show us how to box while he was having a cigarette and having like a fucking burger. But he had the full get up on. And he had the shaved head. He had everything, and like I still can't, like there's nothing funnier than to me to this image of him. We're on the like hitting the bag, and he's holding a drink and having a smoke and yelling at us.
That is
great.
And
you're the worst monk ever. But he's also the coolest cunt ever, you know.
Next question: who went to high school with a Miss Universe Australia winner?
Oh, Brett.
Yes, Brett
Bromwin.
No, that was Alice Tovey, point off, Brett.
Sure did. My best friend from high school, she's very beautiful. She's a brain surgeon and discovered a new type of neurocancer, and I do comedy.
And she's a fucking model thing as well.
Yeah, she's the perfect human being. If I didn't love her, I'd hate her guts.
Miss Universe.
Is she a bit
boring, though?
No, she can't dance.
Got her.
That's all she
There's always something. Are. See, you're stinky over here.
I went to high school with a Big Brother contestant who was on the front cover of FHM.
Hot dogs.
Which one?
Yes.
Who was
on the front cover of FHM? It was only two girls. It was that. Oh, there was only ever. It was brunette. What was
Crystal?
There. Crystal.
Her, yeah. Oh.
Was it Sarah Brown?
Did you go to school with Crystal?
Yeah, she's nice. Famous. Yeah,
really?
That is a
big claim to fame.
How big a news was it when she was in
huge? Huge. She was dating a mate at the time and just broke up with him and moved out of town. And then on the Sunday night, she was on Big Brother, and we're all just sitting.
I remember
watching Big Brother. You're watching Big Brother up late.
Well, I remember when Reggie won, because Reggie was from Hobart or just out of Hobart.
Yeah.
And when she came back into the state, they had like the
a parade,
like a 12-gun salute or whatever. Like what they normally have for royalty. They came in, so the plane landed and the fire hoses went over, and she got out, and it was like huge crowds, like tens of thousands of people down
that
there to see
is
Reggie
the saddest
Bird.
Thing I've ever heard in my life.
We only had Booney before that. There was no one else that we had who we could celebrate.
Imagine seeing that, and she's like, "Yeah, mate. What has she done since?"
she's lived a life. She doesn't have to do anything. Yeah. She went in there to be Big Brother.
It's,
like,
it's so funny to have such theatrics for fucking nothing.
You know? See, did Crystal show like tendencies of like watching people live, watching her live in her house, like when she was younger, like the sign that she was going to be on Big Brother?
No, we didn't get any. But remember, her mum was in it as well, which was huge news as well. So it was a mother and daughter.
And was that the same time? That was the secret.
That was the secret. Yeah, they were both in there, and people didn't realize.
So did your mate know that she had applied, or it was
just blindsided. He's happily married, though.
That would
still
be hard
buttons,
to go, be dumped and then turn on, and she's on every single night.
Yeah, yeah. It was huge.
And it's all anyone's like, talking about.
Yeah. The town was, oh, it was so crazy.
So I went many, many years ago, like almost 20 years ago, I went and saw Ben Lee do a gig. And it was just after, I think I have heard. I'm trying to get him on the podcast, so don't. But I saw him in a gig, and he'd just been broken up with Claire Danes, who broke up with him for Billy Crudup, who was
Romeo
in
and Juliet. Claire Danes was in.
That's what happened. I don't know about it.
And he was playing at Ding Dong, and next to Ding Dong used to be a cinema. And he said, I was really looking forward to this gig. And then I walked past the cinema, and my ex and her new boyfriend are like, a story high, and I'm now going to play this song. We're all in this together.
Can I tell the great story about seeing Ben Lee getting hit by a... So I was at Margaret River Masters when I was like fucking 16, 17, an absolute drunken goon.
Surfing.
Yeah, it was a surfing comps on, and then for some reason there was a bad booking thing that happened, so Margaret River Masters, big surfing comp, everyone's drunk, lit off a storm, it's on the back of a truck or something, I can't even remember. But the Prodigy are playing, or some band very similar to them, and it's like, you know, the Prodigy are like, like the most intense thing you've ever had. Everyone's on fucking eggies. We're having a great time. And then there was a booking or a something scheduling that went wrong. And then after that, Ben Lee walks out on the stage.
And you just hear the glockenspiel. Ding, 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 ding.
His fucking acoustic guitar sits on a stool and some legend just threw a full can of beer, not even open, just full can of beer, and it hit him in the chops. And still to this day, it is the best.
Ben, how did he react? Come on the show.
Thank God I've got a good arm on me.
Next question. Who at age 2 once woke up in the dryer?
Oh.
In the tumble dryer.
Alice.
Yes, Alice.
Bronwyn.
No, that was Daniel Connell.
Oh, yes.
Bit of theatrics there from Daniel with that. Yeah.
Oh, I wonder who this is. Turn as well. I
don't know how you got there, or
I think in those questions that was my first childhood memory. I the youngest I can remember waking up in the dryer when Mum had towels in there and they're all warm. I used to always get in there and have a sleep, and she said she used to find me in there all the time, just that warm. It is dangerous if she shut it and turned it on. Thankfully, she never did. But it's one of those big old industrial ones, and I just tuck up in there.
Speaking of sleeping, who once slept in a bus shelter with a man who snored so badly that he was once woken up on a train covered in post-it notes telling him to see a doctor?
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
Bronwyn.
You are correct. Yes, it was.
Travelling. I thought, where is she? Yep. You've slept in...
I did.
Yeah. Bus shelter. Where
a bus shelter. It was in Seattle. We'd missed the connecting bus, and it was a Greyhound bus, and they just said, oh, well, we can lock you in the bus station and you can sleep here until the next bus tomorrow. And that was it. And it was just me and like 5 other guys. So it could have gone badly, but thankfully it didn't.
It could have gone badly, but it was fine.
It was fine. Yeah. This guy like picked up all the doormats around the bus station and then rolled himself up. Like he made the most disgusting fucking sleeping bag.
The doormats that people feed on, he's like, I'll sleep in
all at a bus shelter.
At a bus shelter. Yeah.
And they've never washed them ever.
No. Nah. And he just rolled himself up in it.
God, I
And then he snored like it was like a pig being slowly tortured with a chainsaw. Like it was.
Did you chuck a post-it on there?
Yeah.
No. I well, well so the
who
next
was
day.
This lady who works at office works on this post-it note was
sorting
him out.
Well, in the morning, everyone was like, "Hey, mate, you're not okay," and he was like, "Oh yeah, I know." He's like, "Yeah, I fell asleep on a train once, and when I woke up, it was empty." And I had post-it notes all over me, and they all said, "See a doctor." Like, yeah.
Next question. Who once punched their high school philosophy teacher in the face?
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
This could be a trick question, but I'm going to say Alice.
You are correct. Yes.
Yeah, I do.
The noise, Brett.
Yeah, exactly. That's what got. That's what got me.
And there was like a moment where it sounded like you were like, "Fuck! I wish I had done that."
Yeah. That's cool. You know what I mean?
Just socking nerds.
What made you punch him in the face?
She was like this tiny old woman who like taught my mum, so she was at least like 150 years old, and I was just gesticulating wildly, like probably talking about Glee or something, and just went bang and whacked her one in the face.
In the like on the mouth on the kiss?
Yeah, like proper like in the jaw.
Did she go down?
No, she took it like a champion. She was a solid little old lady.
She just stood there and went, "Why?"
I loved your mother and I loved you, and this is how you treated me.
Next question: who here loves tall people? Loves tall people.
Alice.
Yes, Alice.
I'm going to say Daniel.
You are correct. Well, yes, loves a tall person. He's a tall person himself.
I like people who are taller than me.
You're 6'4", 6'5"?
Yeah.
I suppose when they're up there, that's quite impressive.
Yeah, I was in Albury not that long ago, and the Wollongong Hawks basketball team were in the same hotel, and they were in the lift, and I was just like, "This is the best!" Like, they were looking at me like, "I'm not in the squad, obviously," but a couple of them, I talked to them, and they were like, "Play a bit of ball, mate." And I was like, "No." Nah.
I'm not in the squad.
Yeah, I'm not in the squad. In
2010, I was on a flight with the Australian Boomers, the basketball team, not old people. And they're all in first class apart from the guard. So Patty Mills and stuff was down in like with us in economy. But seeing them get off the flight, like they're just too tall.
Yeah.
Like their heads, because your head's no bigger as a tall person or a short person. Yeah.
And they're angling when they get out of the seat and staying.
Yeah, like, but it's that thing of like, and I felt bad for Patty Mills, who's like, was their best player.
That's a bit off that they're like, you don't need the leg room, so you're in economy.
But.
Yeah, I guess the small.
Because you didn't need the leg room.
Yeah, because the rest are like 7 foot. He's 6 foot one.
You got to get up
still,
for that.
6'1" is a big unit. How heavy are you
again?
6'2"?
6'4".
You're 6'4"? Mm. All right, my scaling's way off. Fuck Patty Mills.
Dunk
can go on the boot.
Next question. Whose mum almost broke their neck because this person had smeared butter all over the floor of the shower?
Oh, fuck. Dan?
Yes, Dan.
Brett?
No, it's probably important to Dan.
That is... Oh, yeah. How old were you when you did that?
I was 2 and my dad fell asleep. He was supposed to be looking after me.
Yeah.
And I ate a tub of butter and then I tried to clean it up with the toilet brush and I just put butter everywhere.
Fuck.
And then I gave up and I smashed Dad in the face with the toilet brush. It was covered in poo and butter and he panicked. He cleaned me up, cleaned everything up. Mum got home from work. She was like, "Oh, fuck, wow, this is great." Dad's like, "Yep, don't ask any more questions." And then we had dinner. I threw up everywhere. She was like, "Okay, this is not right. What's going on?" Then she went and had a shower and there's just like a film of grease from when Dad's washed me and slipped. And Brian was like, "What has happened? What have you done?" And then Dad had to come clean and he's never lived it down.
So you also eat the butter. Is that why you're not just smearing
everywhere? Mm. Yeah, I was half ate it, half smeared it. Yeah,
I've watched a great YouTube. If you want to go down a wormhole, there is where kids have just put like butter and oil like on a part of the lino in a house, and like family members walk past and just keep going. It is entertaining. It's worth a look. Yeah,
my kids also like watching people just hurt themselves. Yeah. So I've gone through the Jackass films and just picked out the ones that don't have any swearing in it. I'm just going, "Oh, there, you can watch
just
that one."
Play the whole thing. They're going to learn eventually.
Nah, I've got to be careful. I've got to be good. All right, next question. Who scammed Coles out of about $2,000?
Bronwyn.
Yes, Bronwyn.
I'm going to say Alice.
No, it was Brett Blake. Should have went with your gut.
I overthought it.
Good point. I used to work at... well, I won't say the name, but I used to work at a freight company, and then one day, like a box fell off the side of the conveyor.
Did it?
It actually did. The rest of it, I stole it. I'm not hiding the fact. It fell off, and it was this fake Coles cash. Like, it was cash, but it had Coles on it. It didn't make any sense because there was no promo, but me and my were like, "Fuck this." So we pocketed heaps of it. And then about a week later, yes, I stole from a workplace. Also, the same workplace.
But this happened over 10 years ago, so you're fine.
Yeah, and also, I think I've mentioned this before on the podcast, where it's the same factory, which they said, A, when you find a gun on a conveyor belt, you report it to management. B, shoot it off into the air and run around with it. Or C, do something else. And I thought it would be funny to like B, and they still gave me the job. It was about, you know, 100 episodes ago or whatever.
How often was there a gun on the conveyor belt?
Actually, quite often, because it was freight. Yeah, it happened 2 or 3 times. But the Coles cash fell off. We pocketed it, going, fuck, something weird might happen with this. But then the promo was, you spend $200 at Coles, you get $5 or $10 Coles cash you can spend at any of our outlets. Oh. But we had like $2,000 or $3,000 worth of this Coles cash, and it was only a week in, so like, how do we come up with this fucking story? So I was like, man, we get all the cash, we go to Liquorland, Liquorland's alcohol shop, which is Coles subsidiary. And I would go into the Coles and I said, look, we all work in a big office and we all went in, we all shop at Coles, of course, we love Coles. And then, you know, we're doing like a round robin. It was an office in and I won the jackpot and that's why I've got $200 because it made no sense why I'd have, you have to spend, you know, $5,000 at Coles. First, you know, going, oh, that's hilarious, that's great. So we bought 2 cartons of beer and 2 bottles of bourbon and something else at every shop, and we hit 10 shops.
we hit ten shops. That's
we
so good.
We mapped it out like a motherfucker, man. My car was on its, it was a fucking TF Cortina. It was on its fucking ass, dragging around 10 shops. It was an effort of a day, and then I got a phone call. I got back to the home. Dad kind of knew what we were doing because he asked for Monteiths. He loved a dark Monteiths at that time. I remember that. So we got back, and then Dad goes, we come home, and he goes, mate, they know what's going on. And apparently the guy at the second shop remembered my name and said, this story doesn't match out. So we started ringing around throughout the day of all the other fucking liquor lands. And they go, yeah, young guy, same fucking story. He put it all together. And then there's not that many of our name in the phone books. And the first person he rang was my nan, who grasped me out. She goes, oh, that sounds like something Brett would do. Because she didn't want me to get in trouble because they threatened the cops. It was just some kind of cold. As if they're going to call the cops. It's all legal, technically. Mm. Anyway, Dad's like, mate, got home. Just fucking return it, otherwise you're going to get shit. But then Dad grabbed a carton of Monty. And he's like, you know, it's fine. And then we had to return it back to like the Kalamunda Liquorland. So we left it out the front. I didn't want to make eye contact with him because I want to bash him. And then we kept out 2 cartons of beer and 2 bottles of Jim Beam, and we drove off. And that was the last we ever heard of it. But my dad brings it up every time, like he's a hero that he like saved me from going to jail, even though he stole from us.
Who's the bottle-o guy that's like cares that much? Fuck off!
Yeah. No,
even in a bottle-o, there's a nerd. You can't get away.
Who like work for massive companies like a Coles or a Woolworths who are just on the tills caring about. Like when I worked at like Woolworths, if someone came and robbed, I'd be like, take this. I'll walk you up to the like the room. I know the code. I'll get you everything. I don't care. Don't shoot. Like we'll be fine.
Yeah. Like, man, seriously, meet me out the back. I'll give you the code. We'll go 50-50.
Yeah.
Well, who gives a shit? It's like all these, oh fuck, the guy, what is he going to get? He's got an extra $3,000 a year, he's on $22,000 a year, like fucking hell, bro.
And our last question for the game, whose first concert that they ever went to was the Australian Idol Tour?
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
Gonna go Alice.
You are correct, Dan, and a point there for Dan. Yeah, what season one, season two?
Season two, and I went dressed as Courtney Murphy, who was the larger Perth dude
boy.
Who wore... Yeah, Perth boy who always wore a vest. Yeah, very bisexual of me from an early age. My parents were still surprised when I came out.
Who won season two? I can't remember.
That was Casey Donovan, wasn't it?
Yes.
Casey Donovan.
Nick Lear and Casey Donovan were the finals.
Sky Sebastian Shannon Noel, mate.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And then season two was... Kalia Noel. Who was season three?
No, Kalia, Casey Donovan, season
who was
three.
That, you know, that guy was like, wasabi.
Oh,
that's pop stars. Oh. That's a generation even before.
Mum bought that CD, and that's the only CD she didn't bought in the next 20 years. And I still see it at home, and I'm like, I can't understand why. And I've never questioned that she's a scary woman.
I don't know who won season three Idol, but... I'm sure listeners are tearing their hair
out.
There was
an Irish guy. Did he? Was that
Damien Leith?
Yeah, was that later?
No, did he win? I don't know.
Right up there.
Yeah, my mum loves him. She's picked 2 of his songs out for a funeral. So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, she's got boys. She know we won't do it. Like, at the end of the game, the scores are Britt Blake, 2 points. Nice. Bowen Cust, 3 points. Alice Toby, 5 points. But our winner on 7 points is Daniel Connell.
Yeah. Well done.
I don't think I've ever won this before.
Yay. Pretty now, because you win, you can plug whatever shows you've got to plug. You've got
get
the Comedy
DKMY
Festival.
Voucher card. You can fuck.
So your show is coming up. Had a bit of a flare up. What's it
called? Yeah, I've had a flare up. It's at the Comedy Festival starting Thursday the 25th.
The day this comes out.
Which is
if you're listening in the
perfect,
morning,
so
go
come
online,
out,
buy a ticket.
Come tonight.
Go tonight.
And yeah, come around. It's there for a month, so come on down.
Excellent. Bronwyn, where can people find you?
Comedy Festival as well, starting 25th. The show is called For a Good Time Call, and it's a split bill with Grace Jarvis and Irvi Majumdar,
who have both been on the show multiple times. Yes. Alice, Toby, where can people see you?
You can see me at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. My show is called Doggo from the 2nd to the 11th of April, and I'm coming to Sydney in May.
Great. Make sure you go. And Brady Blake.
Mate, believe it or not, I'm also at the Comedy Festival. The show's called Go Hard or Go Home. Last 2 weeks, get around it. Also got that show, if you like beer and not being a fucking nerd, I've got a show called The Brew Dudes. It's pretty cool. If you like Carlton Cold and the idea of a Carlton Cold fusion, which we recreate that live on stage. Remember the cold shot? Carlton Cold.
Yeah.
The vodka shot on it. We create that live on stage. It's magical.
I remember when Carlton Cold just have the plastic bottles. That was
yes.
so bad.
Yeah, I
so
actually
bad.
Had one of those in our props.
Oh,
so
bad.
Don't worry about that.
What day is your Star Wars podcast?
it's a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
I think it's one reference.
Hey,
you're
listening.
Soon.
Hey, I've got my shows on sale. The show with Ben Lomas called Apparently starting the second week. Third week of the festival. And then the podcast. Make sure you come to the podcast this Sunday at the European Beer Cafe. So if you've heard episode 245, you know I've got to have a little operation. It's going ahead. Like it happened yesterday if you listen to this. And so we'll see how I'm going, see how tender I am on Sunday. It's going to be a good time.
Get a bloody penis reduction. And, just too much than the
and I can say one of my emergency contact who's come to pick me up from the hospital is going to be on the panel. So there you go. Bit of sizzle. Hey, thanks to everyone for playing.
Lomas is your fucker.
No, it's not Lomas. It's little Tommy Daslow. Hey, thanks for playing. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Listen to a travel wallet. You don't need. You don't need that in Victoria. You can't even go in the Yarra. You don't need that. It's on file.
Country Road. I went there the other day.
A Country Road is ridiculous.
I haven't been there for a while, but there's
you got two of them?
Free burgers on both of those.
God, that is sad. Look at that already.
Gym membership for Edinburgh.
Oh.
Probably not going to use that anymore.
Or once a year. Take it out.
Two Officeworks cards.
I'll give you one of those.
Sort of Velocity Travel.
Velocity Silver. Disgusting. Take that out of the mix.
Another Opal card for Sydney. Australian Unity, not with them anymore. This guy I met on a cruise. And he lived in Iceland, and I was going to go to Iceland and catch up with him.
You're going to go to Iceland and catch up with him. There you go.
This
is
going to turn into a show.
Yeah.
Okay. That is the saddest.
Yeah, every 5 minutes he just pulls out a card and tells a story about how he got this card. And then the last picture is a picture of your dad, and you're like, oh, and then it's like, then
and then
you tell your dad's story.
You're rocking around without
We'll give you the Barry.
Just happy with your life. Josh, turn the recorder on.
Please. It's on. It's recording.
There's some things to say about this count.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.